Okay, all right, Bruce, I'm going to get a little controversial, all right, because I know you can handle this. When you look at our medals, yes, we got 9 medals, we got 6 gold medals, but 2 athletes between, well, 4, I'm not going to count the relays in it. But with the exception of Mr. Carter, we don't see enough athletes coming through that are internationally recognized and looking to threaten moving forward. Why is it that we, since Beijing, we have not produced more athletes that are maybe really, really making a mark for themselves at the international level?
Well, I don't know if that's considered controversial, but I totally disagree with what you just said.
Well, give me the names then.
Controversial for that then.
No, you may, maybe you have not heard of Johan Blake.
Yes, yes. Johan was named. I'm talking about in this championship. Johan is out, Asafa is out. But Johan, yes, will be a new name.
No, man, I'll help you. No, man, it's okay, man. Anything you ask me in track and field, I can help you.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
Perhaps you have.
So educate me then, Bridget.
I know, and I'm saying to you that with Johan out, with Asafa out, with Michael Freita out, Jamaica still had 4 men in the 100-meter finals. Now, that has never happened in the history of the World Championships where any country gets 4 men in the 100-meter finals. And Jamaica did that without the second fastest Jamaican in history, without the third fastest Jamaican in history, and without the sixth fastest Jamaican in history. So we must be doing something right if we can create history without some of our top runners.
But Nesta Carter has been around for a while, so has Mikhail Ashmead. I call...
Kemar Bailey-Cole is 21 years old.
Yes, okay, fine. I'll give you that. He got through, didn't medal. I think he came fourth, right?
Yeah.
He was fourth.
Right, was
the only
fourth.
Reason he didn't medal because Nesta Carter was in front of him.
A Jamaican.
You know, and then if we look at the 200 meters,
yes.
Maybe you think Warren wears old, but that's just because he won the Olympic bronze last year. He got the silver this year. He's right. Stepping up. The only thing stopping him from gold is a man named Usain Bolt. And
I just thought that I would have seen more of our athletes. Okay, that's a sprint. We don't see anybody in the 400, really. With this youngster did exceptionally well. Did make it to the finals.
Yeah, Bruce is going to defend that one big time.
I want him to defend that.
Big time.
400-meter men.
None of us then went to the finals.
The 5 men who ran on the 4x4 for us in the heats and the finals, only one is older than 21 years old.
And but there was an aberration, though, for them to actually get a silver medal. It's one of those days. They say lightning don't strike twice because none of our 400-meter flat guys got to the finals.
No, well, listen, if you want the information, let me give it to you.
All right, tell me who got to the finals.
18-year-old Javon Francis, you mentioned him, but 20-year-old Rasheen McDonald ran the lead-off leg. And then the fastest Jamaican for this year, who has not gone below 45 seconds on the flat, Javier Bell, he ran in the heat. Only Adina Steele, who is 26. And then you had Omar Johnson, who was able to step in. The fact that the 4 of them can get together and run below 3 minutes. And for those who know track and field, if each athlete runs exactly 45 seconds, you're on 3 minutes flat. But the fact that we broke the 3-minute barrier with 4 guys who have never broken 45 shows that the potential is there for them to go from strength to strength, especially since we're talking about 3 people under 21 years old.
Okay, fine. Yes, well, why didn't any of them get into the finals then, the 400-meter finals? What happened? Well,
because you need to run, I've said the number, you have to run faster than 45 seconds to get into the finals.
That's my point.
Right, and
can
I'm
I interject here slightly as an outsider looking into Jamaican sprint? I think for me, it's very clear to see that on the men's side, Jamaican sprinting is extremely strong. You know, having those 4 men in the final of the 100, the 3 guys in the final of the 200, I mean, it's very, very strong. And you've only got to compare yourself to what other countries are producing at that age. I mean, those 400-meter guys, even though none of them got to the final, I mean, getting a silver medal is tremendous. So you've got to look at your men's sprinting and say, look, this is very, very strong. On the women's side, there's a difference. I think, you know, when you take away Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce's dominance in the short sprints, then you're looking at women's sprinting being quite wide open. You have 4 Americans in the 100-meter final. Most of those girls are just breaking out of college. By the time the Rio Olympics come around, you've got to really look at women's sprinting and think, okay, is USA coming back to dominate that again? Obviously, you've got the 2 African girls as well who will be looking to step up from their double medal performances here and you know, maybe attack gold medals in Rio. I think women's sprinting is where it's a bit more wide open, but I think Jamaican dominance in the men's side is set to continue for a while.